Welcome, Curator, and today, in this episode, we are going to start the first of a six-part series on the human mind. And by the end of the series, I would love to present to you a model of the human mind that, while may not be anatomically or neurologically or scientifically accurate, it's something that I find useful in my everyday life. So this is a practical model that you can use for yourself for better mental health. So let's get into it. In this model of the human mind, we're going to start this episode with a high-level overview of just breaking down what all the components are. Now, if you think about your brain and all your processes, it's probably easiest to think about this. And this is a simple model that I learned through my mentor, Mike Mandel, through the Mike Mandel Hypnosis Academy. The conscious and unconscious parts of your mind is the easiest way of separating that. Two main parts that basically the conscious part of your brain is the things that you are aware of in every given moment, and the unconscious mind is everything outside of your conscious awareness. So consciously, you may be listening to the sound of my voice. You may be realizing, you know, noticing what you're seeing in front of you and feeling the seat that you're sitting on right now. Everything else is outside of your conscious awareness, and that is controlled by your unconscious mind. Controlled, in a way of saying, is receiving all the information, processing it, and if there's anything that's important or interesting or something that you need to pay attention to, the unconscious part of you will present that to your conscious mind so that you can pay attention to it, put some focus on it, and address it as necessary. So the conscious mind is really responsible for where we focus our attention. So right now, if you're listening to me and some of this information is new, you might be actively thinking, what is this guy talking about? And considering, you know, oh, like maybe no, that's not a good model, or whatever else you might be thinking. That is where you can focus your mind. And just like you can have those thoughts, you can also decide to focus again on what I'm saying and have an open mind. That can be a conscious decision that you can make and just listen to the rest of this just to see where this goes. The unconscious mind, of course, is everything that's outside your conscious awareness. So while you can hear my voice right now and notice the sensations around you, you may not notice specific sensations. So for example, like your toes in your shoes or your tongue in your mouth, some of those fun things that just pop in, you don't really notice until you notice. And your unconscious is going to keep those things from you because it can be distracting. If you think about it, all the nerves in our bodies that are firing at all times, all of the nerves are producing signals that are coming into our brains, and most of them are unremarkable so that we don't have to process them. But if there was an emergency, if you saw something threatening in front of you, or if there was a loud alarm, your attention would suddenly be drawn to there. Now, you would hear that sound, and then your unconscious can present that to you and let that through. Much like you could be sitting in a busy place and not just notice the drone around you, but not notice any specific voice until somebody calls your name. Then your unconscious will alert you and alert your consciousness to that so that you can focus on that thing that requires your attention. So in these two ways, the conscious mind is this part of you that really can drive focus, but its power is limited in that it can't handle many things at once. If you start even thinking of something like a phone number, try to remember a new phone number. These days we have phones that, and this will probably date this podcast, but we have phones where we keep all of our information in and we can look up phone numbers so we don't actually have to remember it. When someone gives you a brand new phone number, it's where in my part of the world, it's 10 digits, 10 different numbers, and we can have some trouble memorizing that. Now, if we break it down, we have area codes and then the first and the second part of the number. That may be easier to remember So then that's how we can remember complex things like that, just kind of chunking them up into larger things so that we can remember it. Now, for your phone number, for example, it's a phone number, it's something that you know and that you have stored unconsciously. It's been put into that memory bank so that you can access that at any time. Your phone number becomes one item, and when you need it, someone asks you for your phone number, you can consciously ask yourself to bring that phone number up so that you can recall it and share it out to whoever it is that's asking for it. The unconscious mind is doing everything else. So thinking about how you can breathe without thinking, your blood pressure is regulated without thinking, and all the other bodily processes that are going on. Even complex motions like sitting, consider all the muscles that are required for that. Walking, running, doing any activity that you enjoy, all of these things are complex movements. There's so many muscles and systems involved, and you luckily don't have to think about moving every single muscle. So that's what your unconscious mind is working on and doing at all times. So it's really good at handling and processing all sorts of inputs. Understanding this relationship between how your conscious mind can direct your intention and your focus, and how you can use that information to direct your unconscious mind, becomes really important, especially when we get into things such as mental health. When you're stuck on a problem, sometimes you think your conscious mind can limit you in terms of the solutions that you see because you're only focusing on a very limited amount of things. An extension of that are things like limiting beliefs, thoughts and feelings, thoughts mainly, that really hold us back, thinking that sometimes we think, oh, we're not good enough. Like, I'm not good enough. I'm not able to do that. I can't do that thing. That really holds you back. And because your conscious mind is thinking it, it's giving that direction. Your unconscious mind is there to protect you and is assuming that your consciousness and those conscious thoughts are doing something to protect you. And of course, in some ways, it is protecting you. But we will get into that further at a later time. So right now, all I want you to understand is that there are two parts of you. And before I really started thinking and learning and becoming familiar with this, I didn't really think very much about it. I just thought that I had to use my conscious thoughts and my conscious willpower to drive myself forward. What if I told you there was a way that you could really begin to combine these two things so that you can begin to not only live a better life, but also achieve all the things that you want to achieve? So at this time, I would really like to thank you and tell you that I appreciate you for listening all the way through here. In the next part of the series, I'm going to dive deeper into the conscious mind and give you some really practical and actionable tips on how you can use your conscious mind better. For now, just notice how often you're consciously thinking something, or if you're just doing something without thinking, like on autopilot. You may find it interesting how often it is that you can just move through your day without a thought. And that's the power of your unconscious. So with that, it is me, John, signing off here at the Curate and Upgrade podcast. Find me at curateandupgrade.ca or check me out on Facebook or Instagram, wherever I'm available. This is probably super rough, and that is okay. I am working on this done is better than perfect kind of deal. So I would love any feedback. And if you think this was absolutely terrible, please let me know so that I can work on it a little bit more. Otherwise, I'm signing off. And sometimes this is the hardest thing to do. I'm just rambling at this point. So thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you next time.